Tal was behind the killing of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Iranian state TV aired the statement, saying a rocket with a nearly 15-pound warhead was used to target the residence of Hamas's political leader in Tehran. Haniyeh was in Iran to attend the inauguration of the newly elected president, Masoud Pezeshkian. The guard's new statement promises harsh punishment against the warmongering and terrorist Zionist regime. Israel has not confirmed or denied involvement. The assassination has sparked fears of a wider regional conflict and a direct confrontation between Israel and Iran if Tehran retaliates. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
As tensions continue to rise in the Middle East and the likelihood of regional war looms, many countries are calling on their citizens in Lebanon to leave. The U.S. Embassy in Beirut announced they will loan citizens money to buy a plane ticket to leave now while there are flights still available. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin revoked plea deals for the man and two accomplices accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, who are currently held at the U.S. military prison at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba. Ryan Chang from Reuters reports.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and his two accomplices entered plea deals on Wednesday, according to the Pentagon. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. However, on Friday, Austin relieved Susan Escalier, who oversees the Pentagon's Guantanamo War Court, of her authority to enter into pretrial agreements in the case and took on the responsibility himself.
That was Ryan Chang from Reuters. The ACLU says they are going to sue over this decision. This is VOA News. United States Vice President Kamala Harris closes in on making her choice for a running mate, some groups are criticizing a handful of those on the short list. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
Democrats quickly unified behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
I will officially accept your nomination next week,
giving her the delegate votes needed Friday. But there are plenty of divisions over potential vice presidential candidates. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is said to be one of six atop the list, but Shapiro's facing criticism from a number of groups for his staunch support of Israel. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly is being criticized for not supporting legislation to boost union organizing. In addition, Harris is said to be interviewing Governors Tim Walz, J.B. Pritzker, and Andy Beshear, along with Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan scheduled a pretrial meeting on August 16th in the U.S. criminal case accusing Donald Trump of illegally trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat, a court document showed on Saturday. Chutkan's order comes a day after she regained jurisdiction in the case, which had been on pause for nearly 8 months to allow for Trump to get his presidential immunity claim adjudicated. An Israeli airstrike in the occupied West Bank killed a Hamas commander and four Islamic Jihad fighters on Saturday. The militant group's media reported, and the Israeli military said it had killed four more gunmen in a separate strike. Lauren Anthony from Reuters has more.
The Israeli military said the first airstrike hit a vehicle near the city of Tulkarm, targeting a militant cell it says was on its way to carry out an attack. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad groups claimed the other four men involved there as its fighters. Hours later, a second Israeli strike targeted another group of armed militants who Israel's military says had fired on troops. It added that forces had killed four more gunmen in that strike. The Palestinian Health Ministry said five men had been killed in the first strike, and news agency Wafa said four people died in the second.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. An Israeli airstrike on a school sheltering displaced persons in Gaza City killed at least 15 Palestinians on Saturday. Israeli said the school was being used as a command center for Hamas to hide militants and manufacture weapons. Hamas has denied Israeli accusations that it operates from civilian facilities such as schools and hospitals. Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuelan government expelled Argentina's diplomats and embassy staff after Buenos Aires criticized Maduro's proclaimed re-election last week. They arrived in Buenos Aires on Saturday. Brazil will take over the Argentine embassy. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Right now, VOA 1.